Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, brewers of Goose IPA, Four Star Pils, Sophie Farmhouse Ale, and Bourbon County Brand Stout. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later in the show, we'll review the new album from indie artist Lucy Dacus, and we'll hear from Taurus, a guitarist, singer, and songwriter, about what song got her hooked on Sonics. But first, songs about horses.
You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Kentucky Derby season is upon us, Jim. The Triple Crown, bunch of beautiful animals running around a track for large amounts of money. And it's an event. People have parties around these things. Horses are a part of American culture since day one, and now we celebrate them and we make money off them in this Triple Crown event that's coming up over the next month. And it inspired us to think about the fact that horses are such a big part of American mythology and about what they represent in our culture. They have inspired many songs as well. And it's almost taken for granted. Well, horses, yeah, how many songs really? And then you think about it and you go, dozens, hundreds of songs have referenced horses, have mentioned horses, because they are such iconic symbols in what we think of ourselves as a country.
No, absolutely, Greg. I mean, you know, whenever our production staff says, oh, you know, it's time for a list show. What do you guys got? You know, what are you excited about? And, you know, we always start out thinking, well, that's a dumb idea. And then we come up with 50 examples each. I got to confess, I'm not a horse racing fan. I do love the animals. They're beautiful. All I know about racing is Hunter S. Thompson. The Kentucky Derby is decadent and depraved, which it is. So this is a fun show, sort of tongue-in-cheek. We're going to share, though, some of our favorite tracks about horses. Why don't you get us started, Greg? Come out of the gate and take us off to the races.
Jim, thank you. I think the horse and horses are such unique symbols in our culture and in music specifically because of what they represent. They evoke images of the American West, the wide open plains, freedom, independence.
Yeah.
You know, there's a sense of this beautiful animal running on the plains. We think of these wild horses on the plains. And that's what Roger McGuinn was writing about in the bird song Chestnut Mare that came out in 1970. He co-wrote the song with Jacques Levy. They were originally working on a country rock musical named Gene Trip that was based on an Ibsen play with the location transposed from Norway to the American West.
Mm.
The narrator in the song that McGuinn wrote, which, by the way, the play was never staged, but it ended up coming out on one of the Byrds albums in 1970. The narrator tries to catch and brand this wild horse, to make it like a wife, he says. And right away, you're thinking, this guy's kind of a jerk.
Well,
you know?
Yeah.
He's gonna capture this beautiful animal and make it like his wife. The whole idea of branding it, you know. So here we have a very thin metaphor for a colonist coming along and raping and pillaging the land and thinking he can control and dominate, a big parcel of our wild other self. To me, the horse, to McGuinn, represented nature, the ecology movement, the whole idea of freedom. He represented the stalker, the predator, the colonizer in this song. And it's a beautiful song. And some people may not think about it in those terms, but I think McGuinn was thinking about these things very deeply at the time he wrote this song. So it's interesting. The chestnut mare escapes the grasp of the would-be captor time and again in this song.
Mm-hmm.
And the chestnut mare eventually, you know, wins its freedom, not without some struggle. But it's an incredibly epic song that has several parts in it. There's a long digression in the middle. There's some spoken word passages here. McGuinn's guitar playing on that 12-string Rickenbacker in combination with Clarence White's guitar, acoustic guitar playing, is extraordinary. A great musical performance, but also a great tale about the iconic role that horses play in our mythology, American mythology. The Byrds with Chestnut Mare on Sound Opinions.
Always alone. My word, I'm going to catch.
house up on Stony Ridge after this chestnut mare. Been chasing her for weeks. Well, I'd catch a glimpse of her every once in a while, taking her meal and bathing. Fine lady. This one day I happened to be real close to her and I saw her standing over there. So I snuck up on her nice and easy. Got my rope out and I flung it in the air. I'm gonna catch that horse if I can. And when I do, I'll give her my brand. And we'll be friends for life. She'll be just like a wife. I'm going to catch that horse if I can. And I got her, and I'm pulling on her. She's pulling back like this mule going up a ladder. And I take a choice and I jump right up on her. Damn if I don't land right on top of her. And she takes off, running up onto the ridge, higher than I've ever been before.
Chestnut Mare from the Byrds on Sound Opinions. Jim, what's your first pick?
Greg, I'm going to a favorite of Sound Opinions, the Handsome Family, that wonderful duo formed originally in Chicago, based in New Mexico for a long time now. Brett and Rennie Sparks, husband and wife team. You and I have had them on the show as guests. We interviewed them after they reached the biggest audience of their career with the song Far From Any Road, winding up as the theme for the first season of True Detective on HBO. They're always a great interview. We were big fans of their 2016 album Unseen, the 10th of their career. We've loved all their records. I'm going back to the very first album they ever gave us, 1994, Odessa. I think I even mentioned this when we were talking to Brett and Rennie. I have loved from the second I heard it their song Pony, which Brett, I think, was a little embarrassed about when I told him that, because it was is intentionally kind of a dumb song, but a good dumb song. You know, ponies are in the horse family. Maybe I'm stretching the rules a little bit. But Brett singing in almost like a childlike way, a song that you could play for your children and make them exceedingly happy. I want a pony, a big fat pony, you know. And he, what does he want to do with the pony? He wants to feed it bologna. Okay, this is not nearly as profound as Chestnut Mare, but I think there's also something, you know, I mean, kids are obsessed with two things, you know, ponies, horses, and dinosaurs, right? I think partly because they're so much bigger and more powerful than you are when you're a child. But there's also something magical about these creatures. I think the Handsome Family captures that well. Pony on Sound Opinions.
Mae West was a man who liked to feel a feather. I am a man who dreams of baby beaver. They're cute and
That is Pony from the Handsome Family. Good pick, Jim. Now it's time to hear from some of our listeners about their favorite songs about horses.
Big B calling in from Mokena, thinking about a song about horses. First one comes to mind, Gimme Some Water by Eddie Money.
Give me some water, 'cause I'm shadow man on the Mexican border. Cuckoo water, give me some water.
Tells the tale of crime, being on the run from the man, hooking up with a brother and riding through the desert.
Can't you see that long white rope hanging from the hammer tree? Take a restless horse, tie my hands across. Tell my mother that I'm finally free. Let me die like a man no one understands. Let me pray that a poor man pray. Smack that horse in the ass with my last dying gasp. My brother could hear me say, give me some water.
Great. Enjoy the show.
648 episodes of Sound Opinions, Greg, and the first ever Eddie Money reference.
Everybody wants to be a cowboy, Jim.
Everybody does. Let's hear from another listener.
Hi, this is Terry from Austin, Texas. The song about horses I really like is called Horses by a French band called CQMD.
Horses. Horses.
I love it when I get to hear American music filtered through another culture. This is a Funhouse Mirror version of Dixieland. It has an infectious sousaphone bass line, funky banjo, and a propulsive groove that kind of reminds me of Can. I wish I knew more about the band. I discovered this song about 10 years ago on a compilation of arty French music put together by David Byrne. Thanks a bunch.
I love that one. We have a Texan, you know, the land of horses, giving us a twisted French arty band. I love that.
Yeah. I'm going to stay in that mode, Jim, with my next pick. The band Laid Back, basically a Danish duo, Tim Stahl and John Goldberg. And if you were in a cutting-edge dance club circa 1984, you could not escape this song. It was everywhere. Everybody heard White Horse.
Mm.
And of course, there was a lot of younger people in the clubs at the time who maybe didn't realize what this song was actually talking about. A little background on White Horse. It was originally issued in the United States as a B-side. This group had a huge single called Sunshine Reggae. It was a hit all over the world. It's a terrible song, but it was a big hit. But the B-side, to their credit, the DJs at the clubs picked up on the B-side, which was White Horse, and that became an American hit. Some people viewed it as an anti-drug song because White Horse refers to heroin. Some people were thinking, hey, if you want to ride the White Horse, they're thinking about, you know, riding an actual horse. Well, in the drug subculture, horse was heroin.
Right.
So there's a sort of a subtext here in that regard. If you want to ride, don't ride the white horse. Later on in the song, though, they say, if you want to ride, ride the white pony. So white pony referring to cocaine.
Right.
So this anti-drug song, some people say, oh, they're saying don't use drugs. Well, at the end of the song, they're saying just use cocaine instead of heroin. So not really an anti-drug song.
Okay.
And it's done in these kind of comical, ominous, deep voices. It's almost like a Leibach impersonation or something going on. It's almost comical, but also kind of dark and creepy with that very minimalist synthesizer line over the top, that 808 drum machine beats underneath, very much speaking to that underground club culture of the time. White Horse from Laid Back on Sound Opinions.
If you want to ride, don't ride the white horse. If you want to ride, don't ride the white horse. White horse, don't ride the white horse. White horse, don't ride the white horse.
you pitched it. I said, which?
That is White Horse from Laid Back, a big club hit in the 80s. What's your next pick, Jim?
Greg, if I was cheating by doing a song about a pony as my first pick, I am now going to cheat by playing Mustang Sally,
yeah,
which is not about a Mustang as in horse. It's about the car, of course, but I'll make the case for it being a great horse song nonetheless. The tune, an R&B classic, one of the all-time greats, was first recorded after being written by Mack Rice in 1965. I think the version everybody's most familiar with is the 66 hit by Wilson Pickett. What an incredible song. What an incredible performance. The perhaps apocryphal history here is that the song started as a joke. Della Reese, the singer, wanted a new Ford Mustang. She wanted a hot rod, you know? And Rice first called the song Mustang Mama. But Aretha Franklin suggested, no, I think Mustang Sally would be a better song. And she was thinking of a long forgotten, at least I don't know this song, a children's game tune called Little Sally Walker, which includes the lyrics, "Rise, Sally, rise, wipe your weeping eyes." And of course, the whole song builds in Mack Rice's version and Wilson Pickett's version to "All you want to do is ride around Sally, ride, Sally, ride." You know, that is one of the all-time great choruses in all of rock and R&B history. Ride, Sally, ride. We are all Sally. We all want to ride at some point as fast as we can. And I think the rhythm and the song and the vocal all contribute to that magical feeling. It could be on horseback, could be on a car, could be on a skateboard if you want. I don't care. It's about riding, baby. Mustang Sally by Wilson Pickett on Sound Opinions.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now. Mustang Sally now, baby. Oh, Lord. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, yeah. You've been running all over the town now. Oh, I guess I have to put your flat feet on.
Yes, the Wicked Pickett, Wilson Pickett on Mustang Sally. We're going to be back with more songs about horses in honor of the Kentucky Derby. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Right.